Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I hope that all of you had a wonderful long Thanksgiving weekend. I did. I'm tuckered out. My kids were in most of the weekend. They started arriving Tuesday evening, and the last of the Mohicans left on Saturday night. And we tried to recoup on yesterday. But it was a great time with family. It was too much food, way too much food, but it was a great time with family. They really enjoy getting together, and they love to sit and play board games. And I will like to watch the grandkids play. And that's, it was just a great weekend. But now it's back to business. Back to business. There's lots of things going on. Lots of things going on behind the scenes that you're not going to hear on other talk shows. So let me share with you right now what's going on. Now, this is coming from the Daily Signal, and I don't know who else shares these, but I'm going to tell you right now, they put out some good stuff. And this is back, and we're going to have CJ Hadley on with Range Magazine. She's going to be on Thursday this week. And this is kind of up her alley. But this is how the government's decision to declare these species threatened, and it may hurt its survival. Now, we've seen this before when we had CJ on. Oh, it's been several times back when we talked about a particular species in the West, that the more they were trying to protect it, the more they were hurting it. So let me share this with you. This says that no good deed goes unpunished, or at least such was the case earlier this month when the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service listed the Gunnison sage grouse as a threatened species. Threats to the bird resulting from drought, disease, and habitat moved the states, and particularly Gunnison County, Colorado, to find creative solutions to protect and reestablish the bird. Over the past 20 years, Utah's and Colorado's ranchers, conservationists, and state and local leaders have worked to protect the Gunnison sage grouse. And I think this is the same grouse that CJ was talking about. Utah, Colorado, and the citizens of Gunnison County have spent more than $50 million during the past 20 years to conserve the Gunnison sage grouse. Their mistake? They thought that a stable population in the Gunnison Valley would prevent the bird from becoming a federally listed species. Yet the Fish and Wildlife Service did exactly that. Despite Coloradoans' efforts, the Wild Earth Guardians, an environmentalist extremist lobbying organization, pressured the Fish and Wildlife Service to list the bird as endangered under the Endangered Species Act by November 12th in an out-of-court settlement. The Fish and Wildlife Service announced its decision to list the bird as a threatened to designate more than 1.4 million acres of potential habitat. And I think we know where that's going, don't we, folks? The decision was made, has been met with the bipartisan displeasure. As you can bet, it's not going to be good. House Natural Resource Chairman Doc Hastings, a Republican from Washington, representative from Washington, said it was further evidence that the administration is more interested in meeting arbitrary settlement deadlines than basing decisions on actual science and data, because they've already spent a lot on this grouse and they've already protected it a great deal and improved it. Colorado Governor John Heckenlooper, a Democrat, responded that this sends a discouraging message to communities willing to take significant actions to protect species and complicates our good faith efforts to work with local stakeholders on locally driven approaches. Utah Governor Gary Herbert, a Republican, called the decision a step backward for conservation and the economy. Obama repeatedly has said, we don't need to choose between the environment and stewarding our natural resources, but the administration's decision dangerously assumes the exact opposite. Well, that's a big one, isn't it? I mean, that's a big surprise. The Endangered Species Act, under which the Fish and Wildlife Service acted perversely, emphasizes the endangerment of vulnerable species by pitting landowners, the bird's most immediate and natural caretakers, against vulnerable species by inviting heavy-handed federal intervention that often completely devalues the property. Given the way the Endangered Species Act works now, let's look at this. Federal bureaucrats too often attempt to solve the problem by simply stopping development. They just stop the development altogether. For many, that risk is too costly, and as a result, these species suffer. For example, in the 1980s, the North Carolina landowner was arrested. He was arrested for cutting down pine trees on his property because the trees were a potential habitat for an endangered red-cockaded woodpecker. So he was arrested for cutting down pine trees on his property. Or it says, consider the example from 2012. The Friends of Animals and Wild Earth Guardians filed suit against the Fish and Wildlife Service to require Texas game ranchers to get a take permit from the federal government before hunting animals raised on their own property, their own private property. The Addax Dama Gazelle It's from Africa. That they call it the Three Amigos, and it's endangered in their native African. But Texas game ranchers had begun raising and building up herds. They funded their efforts by offering select hunts, but that wasn't good enough. Before the environmentalists won their lawsuit, ranchers were preemptively offered inexpensive hunts to capitalize on their investment before regulations were finalized and devalued the hunts. As a result, the Exotic Wildlife Association estimated that the Three Amigos numbers in Texas are now at one-half to one-third of their 2010 levels. So they were improving the herd, increasing the herd, making a little profit off of it, and then they were forced to stop, and the herds suffered from that. The Fish and Wildlife Service Gunnison Sage Grouse decision also may have a similar chilling effect on existing efforts to conserve the species. Of course, this doesn't matter to some extremists, the groups that are already promising to sue Fish and Wildlife Service for anything short of an endangered listing of the grouse. Listing the Gunnison sage grouse disempowers and alienates rural landowners and ignores the concerted efforts of states and communities to protect the grouse. Species conservation efforts should be conducted on a situation-specific basis where the respect of private property and personal liberty are recognized as some of the most important tools to protecting America's threatened species. Folks, it's not about the species. It is about that private property. And that's what they're after. We're going into a break. We have several different things to talk about today, but I will welcome your phone calls at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I just shared with you a very lengthy article. It took up the whole first segment about a sage grouse in the West, in the Utah and Colorado area. And the landowners have been doing their best and have been improving the flocks of the sage grouse. And that's not good enough for the endangered species extremists. And so they're suing the Fish and Wildlife Service and forcing them to list it on the Endangered Species Act, which will tie the hands of the property rights, the property owners, and cause all kinds of havoc for those property owners. Well, moving on, I wanted to share this with you briefly. And this is also coming from the Daily Signal, which is a part of the Heritage Foundation. And I thought, well, this gave us a little flashback as we think about what America used to be and what we have become. Russia intimidating religious groups in the Ukraine. It says, according to Canada's Ambassador for Religious Freedom, Andrew Bennett, Russia is back to its old tricks of intimidation, specifically in Crimea, and eastern Ukraine. Bennett says Russian security officials have been found sitting in the back of the Cleve Patriarch Orthodox churches taking notes during the sermons with the goal of intimidating worshipers and the clergy. In other scenarios, Russian officials are going door to door in Crimean neighborhoods seeking out what they term extremist religious literature. Bennett says Russia is using such tactics to try and turn what is essentially a geopolitical conflict into a religious conflict as well. And I thought, remember when we used to stand here in the United States for freedom of religion? Remember Houston recently? Do you remember what's going on in our military? They're not allowed to pray out loud to Jesus. The persecution against Christians. Freedom of religion unless you're a Christian. So we see these articles on Russia and what they're doing to intimidate. But is it really so different than the IRS attacking churches and conservative organizations here in the United States? Is what Russia's doing to take over their land so different from the environmental extremists who don't want you to own property? Can we not see the parallels? Can we not see what's happening to this nation as it crumbles? As the political leadership continues to pit us against one another, whether it be by our religion, by our color, by our party choice, whether you're a property owner, a small businessman, whether you're a worker, isn't there a parallel here with big government once again versus independence for we the people? Yes, that's an article about Russia, not about America. But what just happened in Houston? What's been happening across this nation in the last decade, two decades, regarding religion? Well, I have another article here, totally different. Just kind of jumping all over the place today. Your calls are welcome, though. It's not free-for-all, so stay on topic with whatever it is I'm sharing at 877-895-5410. It says, ex-Clinton pollster showing doubts that Hillary can win presidency. So I thought I would share this with you because, you know, I'm always on a rampage against Hillary Clinton. And it just astounds me that she would get any votes after some of the things she has done and participated in her verbiage and some of the things she has said. Who in their right mind would vote for her is what I think. And if you are willing to vote for her, I guess I want you to explain to me what it is that's good about her. What is it that would make her a good president? Because nothing she's done in the past makes me think she could be a good president. But it says Doug Schoen, he's the former pollster for Hillary and Hillary Clinton. He isn't certain Hillary Clinton could win a presidency in 2016. Now, I found this interesting, and I'm going to share this with you, and I think you'll agree with me. Appearing Sunday on the Cats Roundtable, I did not see that. That's on AM 970 in New York. I didn't hear that. Schoen told host John that, and it's Cats Madidas, I guess is how he pronounces his name. He doesn't think his former boss has that new car smell, which apparently, and I didn't hear this statement either, President Barack Obama said last week, needed for a Democrat candidate to win. They need that new car smell. Something new. Something original. Well, that'd be original, wouldn't it? He also said the 2012 GOP nominee Mitt Romney would be a formidable opponent to Clinton. We're in the real barn burner, he said. The race hasn't even begun, and it's tied ostensibly between Hillary and Mitt Romney. Now, is it? Or are they just making it that way? Because they keep saying that in the media. I don't want Mitt Romney to run, and I don't want Hillary Clinton to run. Schoen pointed to the November 26 Quinnipiac poll, showing Romney ahead of Clinton 45% to 44% in a possible 2016 race. The former GOP Florida Governor Jeb Bush isn't far behind Clinton in the poll, but he is behind, which showed support for Bush at 41% and Hillary at 46%. In a head-to-head matchup, if those two happen to go head-to-head. We're in a statistically tied here, he said. The statistics are tying. It's anyone's to be won, he says. Well, I guess so, since we don't have anybody really running yet. Why do they want to bring it down to these few? Before we've even had a primary. Why do we have a primary? Let me go on. Still, he believes the Democrat front runner by double digits will seek the office. Regardless of what he's saying, he thinks she's gonna try and run. The real question, he says, is how does she separate herself from Obama, yet not get so far away from him that she doesn't alienate his base constituents? You know, what bothers me most is that this is all about politics and party. They all talk about who's going to run and who's going to do this and all that, but nobody talks about what is best for this nation. What has happened good and bad during the last several administrations, but let's say Obama's right now, because Hillary is very tightly connected to what has happened, good or bad. So she can't run on that. What can she run on? How is she going to stand on her own? Is there anything there to make her look great on her own? Let me finish this. He says Clinton needs to establish her own identity. Well, if she hasn't done that in these years past, that she doesn't have her own identity. That's me. I'm saying that. He goes on to say, but we'll find that difficult since her last 4 years of public service were spent heading up Obama's State Department. And we all know what happened there. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I hope you're not still in a turkey coma. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House, only $16.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's victory for state sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Laura from Missouri. Laura, how are you today?
Good, Beth Ann. I just wanted to remind everybody that back when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, she walked down the street to the Council of Foreign Relations and told them she was so happy that they were just down the street so that she could go there and find out what she was supposed to be doing from the Council of Foreign Relations.
Well, we know who she took her orders from, don't we?
Yeah, she took her orders from them, and the Council of Foreign Relations is, you know, one of the three branches of the most corrupt, you know, elite system in the world that is trying to tell us how we're supposed to be living our lives and what we're supposed to do.
Oh, absolutely it is. It's
and that Hillary's sitting there and saying that she's got to go to them to tell her not what to do and not to the citizens who are, you know, putting her into office. It's just ridiculous that anybody is even wanting to
But don't you find it interesting, ironic, or or a slap in the face, whichever way you want to talk about it, that they're already telling us who they want to run. Pollsters, the media.
They're putting up all these people who are just,
long-term.
Well, that they've got Jeb Bush in there, you know, to keep adding insult to injury for
We don't need another Bush.
Free.
I don't want Romney in there. We don't need another Bush.
Why do we want Hillary after we had Bill and we knew how bad that was, you know? And we knew, and pretty much she was, I believe, you know, what pulled the purse strings. You know,
well, I don't know if she pulled Bill's purse strings.
She pushed him to go to, you know, the presidency and make any decisions, I believe. Hillary.
I don't know about that, but I know what she's done lately, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
And have we forgotten the scandals about all the monies that she...
And Benghazi, nobody talks about Benghazi, you know, because we've got too many other current things coming up.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, we got to move on, right?
She didn't want to know, you know, what happened there, or she didn't want to admit, you know, what was happening there, even though they all knew full well.
I want it to be a scar. I want people to remember this. They need to remember.
Just like September 11th. Once they took the pictures of that off the screen, people tend to forget about it and go on to something, you know, go on to their lives and stuff. But everybody needs to remember
the ones
from the past. We cannot have short memories.
And the ones who have not forgotten, they keep bringing it up, they're considered radicals.
Exactly.
You know, I'm going to move on, Laura. I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. We have Bill from Missouri. Bill, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth Ann.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, just sticking with your topic here, you posed the question, who would vote for Hillary? Well, it's exactly the same people who voted for Obama. They will vote for Hillary. There's about 50% of the people in this country who vote straight Democrat, period. It doesn't matter. They don't need to know a thing about the person or any issue involved. If they got a D in front of their name, they vote for them.
And I guess that's my real question is why? Is it just because she's a Democrat, or is there anything that she has done that you really like, or what is it that you want for this nation? Because, you know, that's what really deeply concerns me, Bill.
Right. I have nothing but contempt for that woman. But the news media will be in bed with her just like they are with Obama. And none of this other stuff will be relevant at all. Here's the way they will frame her. And a lot of people, all the Democrats I know, go around yet talking about what great years they had under Bill Clinton. See, here's what I heard Hillary say before under the Clinton years. See, they'll pose her as a co-president under Bill Clinton. And her were co-presidents. They will put it that way. And during those years, we had peace and prosperity. That's what I've heard Hillary say out of her own mouth, peace and prosperity. And that's what they'll
Does that kind of sounds like a beauty contest? All I want is world peace.
Well, you know, peace and actually, you know, Clinton kind of did stay away from something. He one time sent some missiles in and blew up a aspirin factory in some country over there. Cruise missiles, but
we were attacked a couple of times under him, and he did nothing about it.
Well, then he got us into Bosnia. That was supposed to be for 1 year, and troops are still in there, of course, but you don't hear about that, you know. Right. The news media and most people, unfortunately, don't get their information from a good program like you. They get it from ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC. I was going to say,
how many of those you reckon have covered anything about the private property in this sage grouse?
Oh.
They don't care what happens to the ranchers and the farmers out there, or anybody with private property. They don't care.
If you're going to learn anything, you got to listen to you and Rush Limbaugh.
Hmm. All right. Well, we better move on, Bill. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. All right. We have Linda from Minnesota. Linda, how are you today?
Hey, Beth. I wanted to connect the United Nations with the Native American Indians and what's happening with them. there's a great move for the UN to be working with the Native American Indians to be taking lands away from American landowners. And when I talked to your screener, I mentioned Alcatraz. Well, that's just one. That island is now free. And my friend was telling me yesterday, who is part Native American Indian, that she went to a meeting where they're working to get that island back. She said the government took it away from them. Well, the point is that the Native Americans say that the government took everything away from them. I have a different perspective on it. I know that there were abuses.
Oh, yes.
But there's been abuses all along the way, not just with the Indians, but with Americans that came here to get away from an oppressive king. And they brought that same mentality with them, and that's exactly how our government is acting. When you were talking a little bit ago about the endangered species, it has nothing to do with this creature. It's all about control and taking land and freedom away from the American people.
And what do you think the United Nations would do once it took the land? Do you think it's really going to give it to the Indians?
No, I read an article on it. It's a deception.
It is.
They're calling the Indians in and they're saying, we'll work with you and we'll get your lands back for you. And then the dirty little secret is that the UN will take the land over
Absolutely.
For themselves.
That's what it's all about in the first place. It's all about giving it away. We're going into, no, we're not quite going into break. I'm going to let you go, Linda, and go to the next caller. Thank you. We have Roy from Illinois. Roy, how are you today?
Yeah, Beth Ann, I listen to you as much as I can. Couple of statements. I made a statement for, I'm a Baptist minister, and I made a statement from a long time ago from the pulpit that Christianity is the only religion in America today that our own government makes war on.
I know.
And, and also, I hate that if that grouse becomes extinct, but other animal species have become extinct over periods of time. And would our civilization collapse if it does?
No.
At the expense of landowners? And then another thing I'd like to know, if you could let me talk to one of your representatives, please. You never mention how you're supported, but I don't have much income. I'm on a very low income. But if I could help you some way, I'd be glad to do it.
Well, I am the representative to talk to. And let my my screener, let my producer give you my office number. You can call me later today, okay? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're got several topics going. 877-895-5410. From private property to who's running for president. And then I have a little something about the unions when we come back. Stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cedarstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training, Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money, order mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ed, and I have another caller. We're going to talk about the presidency for a little bit. I had some other things to share, but I don't think we're going to get to it. We've got Neil from the state of California. Neil, how are you today?
Hi, good day, Beth Ann. Thanks for taking my call. And say, Beth Ann, I want to talk just briefly about your remarks directed at Mitt Romney, Jeb Bush, Hillary Clinton, etc., with a comment first, and that is, as far as I'm concerned, I would suggest that it has been the Christian non-voters that gave us this current administration because of their sensitivity in not wanting to have a Mormon, professing Mormon, as president. And so the election returns with regard to Romney's candidacy were significantly different than in previous election years. And so I know that you're not in favor of Romney, but let me just say...
But not for that reason.
Well,
I voted for him, but not for that reason.
Okay. That may be you, but in my chats with folk, that was a significant reason for a number of individuals, which I thought was not at all a good argument. But I would like to say something that in his defense, if you will, and that is he was the only candidate and has been the only Republican that I'm acquainted with that has used this phrase. I'm going to get it fairly accurate, and that is they will self-deport, which is unfriendly language in the Republican camp right now with regard to this matter of illegal immigrants in the nation. And he had a formula with regard to this troubling issue where he expressed that opinion. They will self-deport. And so right now, I would like to hear folks such as yourself provide advisement as to who the candidate, potential candidates are that you would in fact like to see run. Because if you're not for Romney, and of course, I can understand not being for Bush, Jeb Bush, and some others. I would like to know, because you're a very astute person, otherwise you wouldn't have a radio broadcast, who it is that you could support.
Well, now, with Romney, the reason I don't like is he stands for big government. And that's with all of these. They all seem to stand for big government. I'd like to see something fresh. I'd like to see something fresh on both sides. You know, I like Ted Cruz, but I don't like everything he says and does.
Let me respond to Ted Cruz real briefly, if I may. To be a consistent constitutionalist, in my estimation, he is not eligible. He was not born in this country,
okay.
And his father was not a citizen
okay,
of this
Okay, what
country.
About Rand Paul?
Rand Paul, I believe, has been, I think, too naive with regard to his international notions, I will say.
Okay.
Romney had it right with regard to Vladimir Putin. Romney had it right with regard to the threats that were rising in the Middle East and how we have seen things unfold with the Arab Spring. So,
okay,
let's
go back and talk about Romney a minute, just a second.
Sure.
I'm just about out of time, though, but I really like this, Neil. Let's talk about it. He doesn't want to run. So you're going to try and force the man to run? I mean, he doesn't want to run. He said he's not going to run, and I know a lot of them say that and don't mean it. But I think he does mean it. I think he's had enough. And yet that seems to be that makes him the front runner, but he hasn't said he's going to run. So what I was trying to really say, Neil, was that they keep throwing all these names at us, and we know Hillary wants to run. That's no big secret. And they just keep throwing these names at it, but it's not – nobody has really thrown their hat out there yet. So why are those the only names we're seeing? Because the media wants to manipulate it.
Well,
don't you think?
Absolutely. And if I may, to tie in some of the thoughts of earlier callers and your remarks, there is a word in the Bible that we don't see come into the public discussion much at all. And that is the word fool. F-O-O-L. And the reality is that the Bible says that there are people that we may define as fools. And so I'm going to suggest that in this nation of ours, there are fools, foolish, and people that have been fooled. And as long as the Christian public stays away from this intense arena, we are going to repeat the same mistakes as a nation that we have already done by electing people like a Hillary Clinton or a Barack Obama or a Chuck Schumer or a Barney Frank, etc. And so although Romney said he is not running, I'm going to suggest that you take a look at all the potential presidential candidates, regardless of what their representation is, such as Mitt Romney, and say, you know, here's someone that has the right ideas. Because I would suggest that if Mitt Romney were drafted, he would run.
All right. Well, we'll talk about this another day because we're just about out of time, and I have one more caller hanging, if you can. Okay, Neil?
Thank you so much.
All right,
thank
you. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, quickly. We're just about out of time.
You know, good morning. You know, I think your treatment of Hillary is unfair. If Bill were to shave his legs, he might be a good first lady.
I think that.
You know, with everything that I've heard this morning, you know, it really has become an elite club. That on both the Republican and Democrat side,
it has, hasn't it?
We have such a huge population of governors, congressmen, senators that we should be able to have good candidates running. But what we have, you know, centering on just two candidates at this particular moment, as well as maybe on each side, total a half dozen others, it really is unfortunate that our political process is at this level.
It's really not very wide, is it?
No, I mean, yeah. It really is an elitist club.
You know, when we should have the best of the best running, and I don't believe we do, and I don't believe we have the best of the best in offices. I know that's a generalized statement. I know that we have some good men and women up there trying to do their best, but we just seem to be manipulated and run by everything. You know, like I said, the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, and that just really bothers me.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, Steve, we're out of time. The clock has come around. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Folks, what a great show with so many people participating and putting in on this. You know, we've got to come together. I don't disagree with Neil 100%, but we've got to come together and find that common denominator. And we've got to start putting some things aside and looking to the future and bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
BioAg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice and conventional, organic, GMO-free, and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.